You're listening to SBS News.
One of the oldest rivalries in world sport is to be renewed this December, after the Ashes tour was given the conditional green light to go ahead. England head coach Chris Silverwood has credited the class and empathy of Joe Root's leadership for ensuring that he was able to select the strongest possible squad for the Ashes tour.
It's massively exciting that actually, this series is going ahead. We're at the point where, everybody's committed and we're all going. And I think, the mindset now will shift towards performance.
There were concerns over Australia's COVID travel restrictions, and just last week there was a genuine prospect of multiple high-profile player withdrawals among the visitors. But Silverwood has named a 17-strong travelling party. Captain Joe Root leads England's squad, with every player selected capped at test match level. Root has been crucial to the tour proceeding, negotiating with Cricket Australia to ensure restrictions for the touring party will be satisfactory.
I can't emphasise enough how classy he was within those negotiations and the way he listened to both sides of the argument and came back with quite a level view on everything, and it really helped get us to this point.
So, how will it all work? English players and their families will arrive in Australia next month. They'll enter a biosecure, COVID-safe bubble setting on the Gold Coast. After completing quarantine, they'll train and prepare, with Brisbane hosting the first test match from the 8th of December. The series then moves to Adelaide for the second ever day-night Ashes test match. More families are set to arrive before Christmas and will likely be accommodated at a resort in Victoria's Yarra Valley ahead of the Boxing Day test match at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. The touring party will then move to Sydney for the New Year's test match on the 5th of January. But the fifth and final test in Perth remains uncertain due to Western Australia's strict quarantine requirements. Oh.
And yes, taken at the second attempt.
Star all-rounder Ben Stokes wasn't named and is unlikely to play any part in the series. He remains on an indefinite break from the sport to focus on his mental health. Injuries have ruled out stars Jofra Archer, Ollie Stone and Sam Curran. England has only given the green light for the tour on the basis that several not yet named conditions are met. England's statement didn't elaborate on what the conditions were, but the major sticking point seems to have been whether the squad's family members could join them in Australia over the festive period. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.